just say something off the record for a moment, Your Honour?
There is no off the record. And for the record, the time is now 0200 hours and 15 minutes. Alpha Mary.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just lean into me a little. I have the utmost respect for the work that the Fife Constabulary do to keep the peace, and I want to make that known to you.
Right.
That's all. You can put the tape back on.
I've not turned it off.
Do what you want with me. Hate me and laugh at me. Darken my daytime and torture my night.
I just need to ask you a couple of questions.
Know this, though. You may have my body, but you will never have my soul.
If you don't stop, I'm going to slap on a charge for wasting police time.
Time is a social construct.
Exactly. Benjamin Isle, you were found drinking on the streets.
I object.
St Andrew's bylaw states that this is a criminal offence.
Hydration is a basic human
legally,
right.
We have two options.
Actually, stop for one moment and think. Think about Africa.
Africa?
Yeah, just think about it.
Either you pay a fine of £40 or attend the Fife Alcohol Support Services.
Yeah.
So what would you rather do?
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
Whichever option you take, there are some papers that
need
to be...
I don't believe in paper.
There are two forms...
I'm carbon neutral.
I think it'd be easier for all of us if you just pay the £40.
I have to question the fact that I've been called in here, accused of this crime, detained against my will...
You've been in the waiting room.
...and assumed guilty. Where is the evidence? Where is your alibi?
Look, pal, you were caught midway through a drink.
Of Vimto.
No alcohol is...
Vimto isn't alcoholic.
It was in a wine bottle.
I didn't want to have to play this card, but you've given me no other choice. I want you to know that I have a regular column in The Stand, and my flatmate's girlfriend used to live with the features editor of The Saint. If I can't use my sword, I will use my pen.
I've got no idea what you just said.
The Saint is our university's national newspaper. You may have seen it around town.
Aye.
The Stand is like The Saint, but it's online and people actually read it.
Right.
Not lots of people, just all of your friends. They can also share it on Facebook. I'm not trying to threaten you, but if I am unjustly convicted, I will be forced to write to these publications.
I don't know what game you think I'm playing, but this isn't a joke. A man has been reported missing tonight.
The road to truth is a dangerous one. Some get lost along the way.
I have reason to believe you were at a party on City Road on the 6th of April.
And what if I was?
If you were, then you could be a very valuable witness.
Okay, well, in that case, no, I was not at that party at City Road.
To be frank, I don't think you could have seen the crime, even if it had whacked you over the head. You're free to go.
You'll be receiving a letter shortly detailing my comments about this. For publishing purposes, could I get your name?
The name is PC Miggy.
Thank you, that is all.
PC Miggy. Alone again. A lone wolf. One man in the pursuit of justice. I wait. A mystery unsolved, but if there's one man who's going to get to the bottom of it, it's... Right, Lisa Haywood, sit down.
I will not sit down until you tell me why I have been called in. I was just having a harmless night out, no bother to anyone, causing no trouble. I have a right to be pissed with my friends on a hen night, for God's sake. There's no law against that.
Okay, please calm down, young miss. I need to ask you a few questions. With all due respect, I am an investigative officer and a man has gone missing tonight. We could be dealing with all sorts of crimes this evening and I don't want to have to charge you for disrespecting an officer.
All right, all right.
Exactly. That's right. You pipe down.
All right.
The date is April 6th, 2013. Interview with Miss Lisa Haywood commencing at 200 hours and 21 minutes, Alpha Mary. Miss Haywood, you were found at a party on 4 City Road this evening, is that correct?
Aye, I was, but it's not illegal to have a good time.
How about drunken disorderly behaviour? Disturbing the peace? That party was shut down for noise, Miss Haywood.
I was only there for 20 minutes before you came.
Can you provide a witness?
Yeah, I can provide 10. I was on a hen night and the club we was in was closing. We were getting thrown out, like I don't really remember, and wee Jimmy was running about the place pure mad-like and she dropped her handbag. She's the hen, Ken. She shouldn't have bring a handbag.
She's called wee Jimmy.
Aye, because this one time we were in a pub wee Jimmy's, right? Anyway, the pub in Beath. We called her after that.
And why?
It's not important.
May I remind you that you were in a police investigation. The full force of the law is behind me when I ask you questions. Do you understand that?
Aye.
Then why in God's name did you call a young woman wee Jimmy?
Right, we were in wee Jimmy's when we were young, and this man is pure smiling away at her, right? And she's mad with it because we were getting served. And so I say to her, I bet you can't see that man's wee Jimmy, if you ken what I'm saying. And so she follows him into the lavvy in order to have a look at it, but his back's against the wall. Then she trips over her feet and she laughs. So when he hears a female laugh, he whips round, but he's still going like. So she had to go home and wash herself. And so that's why we call her wee Jimmy.
I see.
Is that helpful?
Well, it'll have to go on record, of course. And this might be used in the future, for future investigations. Into the future.
Right. Well, I got spoiled of waiting for her, and this pure bra young man across the way was winking at me. Well, I'm pretty sure he was. But I couldn't see so well, so I walked nearer to him, and then he went into his house like he wanted me to follow him, and so I did.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, well, I said, all right. And I saw him look me up and down, and I thought, right, I'm totally in there. And he walked away, and I was like, I know what this is. He's playing hard to get, like.
Right.
So I follow him.
Oh, so you stalk him, do you?
No, just round the room. And I know he wants me to, but he doesn't know that I know what he's doing, and actually what he wants me to do, even though he knows.
Did you catch his name?
No.
Did you catch anyone's name?
No.
Can you describe him?
Not really.
Can you describe anyone from the party?
Not really.
Can you describe anyone from your night?
Not really.
Have you taken any drugs?
No.
Have you seen any drugs?
No.
Would you like some drugs?
No.
Ah, I almost got you out there. So, Lassie, what do you remember from last night?
Well, I was at this party. And the floor was, like, flashing all these different colours. It was pretty mental-like.
Oh, my God, you weren't at the Lizard, were you?
Why, but are you there?
I don't think so. The Lizard's so not my scene. I just stick to my holy trinity of the Oakrim, Marbs and 40s.
You're a student, then?
Of course. Are you not?
Yeah, I am. I'm a student fresh out the University of Life. Got a first-class degree in Fundy Studies. Mad, bad and dangerous to know, really.
And who invited you here?
Well, you're rude.
Well, you're what we'd call an unsavoury character. Mummy warned me of your type.
You don't know anything. I was being vajazzled at a house party when you were still being breastfed.
Oh, gross. We don't associate ourselves with locals for a reason.
I'm not a local. I came down from Dunbar. Do you know where that is?
Fife?
Hey, girls. Did I hear life? Because life without you would be like a broken pencil. Pointless.
Oh,
We said Fife.
What's that mean? Is that a Scottish thing?
Yeah, it's kind of like a place, I think. Daddy said it was a kingdom or something. Oh, wow, your arms look so big and strong. Do you think you could lift a bus?
Sweet, a kingdom. That's kind of dope. Yeah, I could lift a bus. And I could lift you all the way back to my bedroom.
You're funny.
Yeah, I am. And you're kind of cute. Come here.
Oh, hang on a sec. I'm buzzing. Texties. Oh, Harriet, Dom and Jasmine want me to go to this 11B party on Hope. Got a toodle. Ciao, guys.
And that's about all I remember, really.
Look, Miss Haywood, you're free to go.
No charge?
No. You seem like a nice enough lady and you touched my leg just then. I think I'm inclined to let you off this time. But don't forget, the Fife Constabulary is just around the corner. We are always just around the corner.